2 day in a row podcast lay down. That must be a new record. I don't know how to even call it a new record, as I would. Another word for it would be consistency. Hell yeah. Let's start this bitch.
You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Oh. Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners. Here we go.
Playing to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
EA Hunter sarcastically speaking about sports podcast.
Like I said, second day in a row. I should probably get him in where I can, because starting June Monday, June 15th. God damn, look at the thighs on that girl. Oh, damn, she's like 12 years old. Who am I? Fucking Jeffrey Epstein? And by the way, have you seen the latest, that Netflix documentary? Good morning. That Netflix documentary? Epstein? Damn. That dude wasn't just like a regular pedophile. He was like super pedophile. Super rich pedophile. I mean, like, baller rich, like Illuminati rich. Like, he's got a fucking island. Well, they called it Pedophile Island. And how the fuck do you even purchase an island? I know that the smart-ass fucking answer for somebody would be, with money, dummy. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. I know that. But, I mean, is there somebody to, like, go? Could I bid for one on eBay? I want an island. Because apparently there's a bunch of them out there. The UFC's going to have Fight Island. If they do Fight Island, you know for sure there's going to be some type of video, some type of takeoff on Fantasy Island with Mr. Rourke and Tattoo. Surprised they haven't rebooted that fucking show. I think they did make a movie. A movie reboot. But don't know if it got any traction, so it's not even worth mentioning. Dude, you know how easily and how quickly me laying this down goes off the tracks? Incredibly easily. So easily is what I'm trying to say, that I forgot what my original fucking topic was. Well, I knew what it was going to be, but now I've centered on Epstein. Yeah, dude, I watched that 4-part series. I mean, first and foremost, hey, when it's all said and done, it's worth watching. But, I mean, he was connected to all these people. There's a video of Chris Tucker and people going to Pedophile Island. The biggest name was by far Clinton. Oh, no, that's right. They showed him kicking it with his boy, 45, Trump. And the thing that I didn't get about him is that it's not like he was an ugly guy. And when you have $1 billion, it doesn't make a difference if you look like a struck match looking Flavor Flav. You could look like Sloth from the Goonies. You'll have women lined up to suck your ugly dick. You will. Money trumps looks all the times. Looks trump money for a little while. That's just like good sex and your bills getting paid, all right? That good sex will be cool for a while, but you get a fucking skinny notice in the mail saying they're going to cut off your utilities monthly. You'll be getting tired of that good dick and might invest in a jackhammer, like a vaginal device. Yeah, dude. You know what's sexy to women? Older women? Stability. Stability, that's what's sexy. You know it's not sexy to older women? What? You don't have a job? You've been looking all day? No, I think you've been doing all day is sitting on the couch playing Puff Puff Give with your other no work and having friends. Yeah. I think the real reason to do this type of babbling is I just centered on a subject to write on. Yeah, oh yeah. Money and sex. Looks and sex. Yes. We're going to have to pause for a second. Exactly. But again, I don't understand why Mr. Epstein did what he did. And he was like, he had this shit down, man. He did it to a ton of fucking women. Ton of them. I'm sorry, not women. Children. Children. He held one of them for like 10 years and shit. And then when they finally round up the people to finally get him and they get him in jail, he hangs himself. To which the whole world says, bullshit. Motherfucker didn't hang himself. Yeah, powerful friends didn't want their business out in the streets, man. So he did what they had to fucking do. So, hey. When it's all said and done, maybe Pedophile Island wasn't that good of an idea. Fight Island on the other side, very good idea. The UFC, Dana White. The UFC is, I gotta give it to Mr. Dana White, man. They were able to keep things fucking going when everybody else couldn't. You know what I mean? Like, all the other sports leagues have been on the rack. Yeah, UFC, matter of fact, the last UFC 250 was in Vegas. A shut down Vegas, nonetheless, still in Vegas. Pretty good fight card. And I think, honestly, I kind of think I don't mind. I don't mind. I like that one. I like UFC without spectators. It doesn't really lose anything. To me, it doesn't. If anything, you can hear more of the coaching being done. You can hear the fucking shots, man. Definitely see them, and you're keyed in. And it's funny because the fighters can actually hear the commentators talking shit, if you will. I don't really think they're talking shit, but they're talking about what they should or shouldn't do. Playing that Monday morning quarterback. Like the rest of us unhealthy assholes sitting on our couches watching. I don't know why he didn't throw a left jab there as opposed to a left hook. You know, it's like, shut up, man. Shut up. Not trying to fight nobody. No. Unless you're going to pay me $1 million. You're going to give me one of them Conor McGregor deals. Oh, I'll fight you. I get beat. Don't even beat that bad for $100 million. And then you think about that dude, the dude that fought Tyson back in the day. Was it Spinks? Tyson knocked him out in like, what was it, a minute? And that guy got like $1 million? Yeah. And you know what? I would say, like to say, he earned that fucking $1 million. I'm not trying to get uppercutted by Mike Tyson. Are you out of goddamn mind? You gotta be out of your mind. But the fight card was the first one that they had going was, I don't know what the guy's name. He was an older cat against a younger, like 21-year-old. The guy who won, Sugar Sean O'Malley, I think is what his name was. Dude comes out. He's got a blonde afro, white dude, but it's colored. And what looks like colors from the Irish flag, he's a white dude from the States. I vaguely remember him, but apparently he is off the scene for like 2 years for whatever reason. Now he's back talking shit. And I'll tell you what, man. He slept that first dude who, again, I don't know his name. But what I do know is he had a ridiculous fucking mustache. Handlebar mustache. What did he call himself? The mustache mafia? Get the fuck out of here. Mustache mafia. Wasting my fucking time. But he got slept, man. That kid hit him. He fainted and hit that dude right in the neck. And he hit the ground. And your boy Sugar Shane, Sugar Sean, he hit him. And he knew the minute he hit him, before he even toppled to the ground, like a redwood tree, that dude was walking away. He wasn't walking away. He was fucking strutting away. which I thought was incredibly dope at the time. But he did it. He was doing his interview. And first of all, Rogan asked him questions, and he's not answering any of them. He's basically saying the same things over and over again about, I'm the best, I'm the best, and more money, I need this. There's like a line between being confident and cocky. He jumped over the line. He was incredibly cocky. But I mean, I guess I would feel pretty full of myself if I knocked somebody out like that too. So I'll give him that. But it just, the whole thing, he just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I was kind of like, yeah, I don't want to see this little dick get knocked out. Not that I care about his penis or anything. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. The rest of the card was, I don't know, unremarkable. A lot of bantamweights. What's his face? Cody No Love. Is it Galbraith? From Sacramento. I remember when that guy was on top a couple years ago. Now he's like the 11th ranked fighter. He's been on like a three fight losing streak. And, you know, him and this dude are going at it. I'm looking at it. Not only does he have a ton of tattoos, but like, he's what, what are they, 130? I don't know what bantamweight is, but it's small. He's like 5'7", but his head very big. But maybe it's the compensate for all the muscles. All I know is that dude, I think it was the end of the second round, man. Another one. He slept that motherfucker too. It was right before the horn went off to end the round. I mean, he reached back and gave that dude like a cross-handed right. I mean, you could see it in slow motion too, man. He waited and boom, slept that dude. I like saying slept if you don't see that so far. But he knocks the dude out. He's running around. He's, you know, I still got to say the other dudes, the other little malcontent, his knockout strut was a little more dope. Cody was walking around, but that's the thing though too. He wasn't irritating me like this other dude was. The other dude got on my fucking nerves. He's just too confident. This dude, when he knocked that dude, the other dude, he was like barely able to fucking sit on the stool? Yeah, he could barely regain his composure. I mean, it took him a minute before they brought him back around. Like, the first fight that got hit, he was out for a while. There was actually another good bantamweight fight, and I don't remember either one of their names. I do thinking that it was going to be a really, really good fight. Because they looked pretty even. They both looked confident, but not cocky. This black dude and white dude, I mean, this is a sports podcast. You don't even know these guys' names. Not even fucking prepared. Hey, whatever. Get some sponsors, then I'll be fucking prepared. But these two dudes, too, are first round. Black dude gets him on back, gets him, and almost sinks in and chokes him out. First attempt. And then keeps with it. And dude, he choked that dude. And the dude, right before he was trying to tap, he reached to tap. Well, I think he did tap and he passes out. And legitimately was out. And then woke up and didn't know what the hell happened. I always wonder what that feels like as a fighter. When you get like knocked out or choked out and they're waking you up. You know, have you ever seen ones where fighters will do that to fighters? Well, a fighter will get choked out and they're still like hanging on and they wake up and they just start swinging because the last thing they remember is they were in a fight. Hey, you open your eyes and you see the dude that cracked you across your fucking noggin break dancing. You know what I'm saying? Running around hooting and hollering. You're like, hey, what's up, man? Isn't the fight starting? No, the fight's over. The shit is over. You are knocked out. Did you see them birds that were above your head in the circular motion? That means you were knocked the F out. That had to be a bit disheartening. That's why I'm not a fighter. Yeah, not a fighter. And then last but not least, you got it. You got the main event. There's the Lioness Nunez, who's... another, I mean, dude, she's taking care of everybody. Everybody. Ain't nobody fucking with her. When you watch her swing her punches, she swings with fucking bad intentions. That chick would beat my ass. They put her in there with this tomato can, who, don't get me wrong, obviously this young woman did enough and impressed enough people to be able to get that title fight. But man, she took a 5-round beating. I mean, by the last round, the ref was kind of like, hey, man, hey, do you want to stop? She said, no, I'm not stopping. I'm stopping. You should have, because she was getting fucked up. It wasn't even, I mean, when they were commentating, and it's funny when you start out and it looks kind of even, and then when it becomes one-sided, then it becomes, you know what, hey, she took one, but you got to give her a lot, give her a hand, a lot of heart for sitting in there. For what? For having a face as a fucking catcher's mitt? I mean, I guess there's heart, but I mean, then there's Dane Bramage. Dude, that Nunes chick, she beat some chick down so bad, she had like endocrine problems. She had neural problems. She was fucked up. That's that CTE right there, man. All in all, UFC 250, pretty entertaining. And I guess you had a fight of the night, I'm not sure whose knockout was better. Sugar Sean or No Love? Apparently they're on social media discussing it, a.k.a. arguing, a.k.a. glossing themselves. I might look it up and see who got the bonus. Because was it like a $100,000 fight bonus? Yeah, definitely going to look that up. And well, maybe what I'll do is I'll check back in at the end of the podcast and give you my thought.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Got a chance to check out the latest 30 for 30 Bruce Lee-like water. Didn't disappoint. Definitely learned some things about the man. He's another classic example of a Blue Flame special. He's one of those dudes that God put on this earth to do great things in a compact, finite amount of time and then be gone. But still, 30 some odd years later, still be fucking relevant. People still talking about him. Like, he's in the Tupac, Elvis, was it Janis Joplin, just talented Mitch Hedberg, talented individuals that did a lot in a little bit amount of time, and then they're gone. It's almost like if they could trade some of that talent in for time, would they have done that? Would you do that? Would you? If you're talented like a Tupac, but you're given the chance, like, look, okay, you can do these great things that are going to make people remember you, you know, and talk about you for years to come. But trade that in lieu of being kind of good, doing some things, but living a long life. That's a good question. It is. I think it is. Might be a question we might have to ask later on. Things I didn't know. I did not know my man was actually born in San Francisco. Did not know. Came from an acting clan. Did not know, as a kid in China, he was a child star. Only reason, he came back to the United States because he was fucking up in China, or I think in Hong Kong. So they were like, let's get him out of here. Send him to the States. Dude, next thing you know, the dude's opening up his own kung fu dojo. Next thing you know, he's in Oakland. Next thing you know, he's making movies. fucking Enter the Dragon. That's the one that's fucked up because, like, he made that movie and died before it was even released. Didn't realize, too, that, like, that was the breakout film. He had a ton of films before that. Big Boss, Fist of Fury. Dude, you want to talk about iconic, man? I think one day I'm going to get me a yellow tracksuit to honor Master Lee. I'm definitely going to get me a fatter chain. Because for whatever reason, it looked ridiculous for a lot of years. But now I look at it, I kind of like it. And I think I kind of like it because it looks ridiculous. It's like a peacocking type of deal is what I'm doing there, basically. I mean, when I'm watching the documentary, minutes over, I download every movie he's ever made. Because, of course, I had to. Apparently my man was dating a Japanese chick. And then marries a white chick. He didn't just marry a white woman. He married a really white woman. Who I found out after doing some of my crack Google internet research. She remarried two more other times. He's buried in Seattle, Washington. I always wonder, because that's where they met. So they were together for a while. Trip. Then he's got his son, Brandon Lee, who was about to become a superstar and get shot accidentally. I think that it was accidentally because it was like a prop gun or something, and there was actually a bullet in it, and he died. I mean, and there were mysterious, you know, circumstances surrounding Bruce Lee's death. He was exhausted, and some chick gave him a stimulant, and he died. And you best believe that was probably Master Lee's side piece. You know he had some side piece pussy. Come on. Dude was charismatic. And the way he talked. At first I laughed at it. But then it's like he comes across fucking deep. You know, a lot of people got pissed off. Because what's the movie? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Which took me two watchings and the book Cheros about the Manson family murder. I didn't realize the significance after doing all that. Now the movie resonates a lot more with me, because before I was like, I don't really know how to even place this thing. I like it. It's official. I like it. Just like I'm going to watch Pete Jordan Peele's Us again and see maybe it'll resonate. Because the first time with that movie, I watched that movie the first time and I'm like, what? I had that look on the face like I had gas. I was super confused. So what the fuck am I looking at here? What are the Us's? And they got knives and they're walking around. They got orange jumpsuits and hatchets. I didn't get it. But apparently there's all these symbolisms and simile meta. I'm like, I don't really get any of that stuff. But whatever floats your fucking boat, man. Yeah. But Bruce Lee, yeah, man. There was another point that I wanted to make about the documentary is worth watching. They credit him with mixed martial arts. He was the one that brought, because he kind of did. I dug the fact that he, some of his stuff, they showed the correlation to where his footwork and all that, he took that from Muhammad Ali. And it's a trip how all those cultural icons are connected in one way, shape, or form. You know, how he moved, you know? And see, there's the opposite effect. Good morning. Bruce Lee, short life. Did a whole lot. I think he was 32 when he died. And again, still relevant now. Muhammad Ali, long life. Very much a cultural icon and very much had a very, very good career. I mean, his fighting days, them last couple of fights were bad that you could see. He ended up with Parkinson's, but a lot of people think it's that. You can't say that he didn't have CTE, all the punishment he took. I mean, I never forget that there was when the Olympics came to Atlanta and he was the one who brought the torch up. You're like, wow, which is a bit ironic. He's representing the United States, but in his youth, protested and refused to go to participate in the draft because, in his words, he didn't have any problem against those Viet Cong people. So I don't think I should be forced. He was a Muslim. He's like, no. And what did they do to him? Did they put him in jail? He couldn't fight for like 3 years. And he did that for his principles. When he was at the top of the fucking food chain. I don't know too many people that could have done that. So there's the other example. When it is all said and done, if you do get a minute, you need to check out Bruce Like Water. You really do. Yeah, that's the crux of it, man. It's the crux of it. I think I didn't even record that last whole bit I did there, which is some bullshit. I think I laid down some good shit. Nah, it's gone. No use crying over spilt fucking milk. Can somebody explain to me the difference between... Because you have HBO Max. There's HBO Go and then HBO Now. I inadvertently signed up for a 30-day version of one of those two. And then they announced this Max. You should try it out. Which, the one thing that's different about HBO Max is that it's $14.99 a month. And I know that they offer, I guess it's probably like a bigger catalog of movies. I know that one thing for sure is they bought the entire South Park catalog. From them dudes for like $100 million. That means they get money for shit they've already been paid for. I mean, and not as if they weren't already stinking fucking rich or wealthy. Or yeah, I think Chris Rock has a bit on the difference between rich and wealthy. Rich is something you could spend in the summer. Wealth is something that you can't. It takes generations to fuck off. Yeah. But my point, because I signed up for a free trial and then forgot it was a free trial. And then you know how they do that sneaky shit where you forget it's a 7-day and then they automatically charge you for it. And then you're like, well, fuck it. I guess I'm watching this shit for a month. Let me start scanning through shit that I can binge now. Which reminds me, I should probably pick up the pace of my binge of Westworld. If you haven't seen Westworld 1, incredibly good. Westworld 2, not as good. Ending, the way it ended made you think, all right, there's no way they're going to make another one of these. Yeah, they fucking did. And when I saw it's these, what are they, androids? Were they people? Well, they're out in the world doing their thing. And I got to say, The way they did it, I like it. I'm halfway through. A lot of the same characters. They even brought other ones back because then they're like, they were human. Now they've been created or replaced. And your girl Tessa Thompson, dude, that chick is in everything. Maybe she should be considered like the female Samuel L. Jackson. You know, because Samuel Jackson is in everything. There's Samuel Jackson. Then you got, what's his name? The Taken dude. God damn, Liam Neeson. I used to call him Liam Neeson, the white Samuel L. Jackson. And then you got Michael Pena, dude from Ant-Man. Dude, that dude, he's the Mexican Samuel Jackson. I mean, dude, he's in everything. Also a Scientologist, apparently. And so now, Tessa Thompson, Creed, Thor, Westworld, Men in Black. I mean, dude, that she's in indie movies. I forget the name of that one I watched recently. Had my man from Atlanta in it. That movie was good until, I can't remember the name of it. But all I know is they were turning themselves into fucking horse people. And that's where it kind of lost me. That's one of those things, one of those movies. You know, another movie that was like that? Hancock. That Will Smith joint. Hancock. Yeah. First half, amazing. A shot-out drunk-ass superhero, don't give a fuck. Then finds out he's a god. And his girlfriend, or whatever, Charlize Theron, is one too. And that, yeah. I forgot, hey, Bateman was in that. Jason Bateman. There's another interesting guy. I mean, I felt like, you know, I just listened to a podcast interview with him, and he's, dude, his name is everywhere. I mean, it goes without being said. I mean, I think he's like the one of, is he one of the writers, but he's one of the short, well, I know he directs some of the episodes of, was it, oh, yeah, Ozark. And if you have not seen Ozark that season, do yourself a favor, check that shit out. Check out the wife's brother. If that guy does not win an Emmy for his role, even just for that episode, you couldn't look away. You could not fucking look away. But that's not the point. Who was I talking about? See how easily I lose my train of thought? Bateman. Yeah, Jason Bateman. He, dude, that guy's been in the acting game his whole life. You think about it. He was in, what was he, Silver Spoons. I remember It's Your Move. I forgot he was in Hogan Family. I mean, he's been in all these movies. And, dude, he's grown up on a set, so it makes sense. You know, he did directed some episodes of The Outsider, Ozark. I mean, creative dude. And for whatever reason, a lot of people not really digging him for whatever reason. But I don't know why. I think the guy's fucking talented. I mean, if you get a chance, you should check out any of his work. I would. Of course you would. But again, if anybody does actually know the difference, what the difference is of HBO Go, HBO Now, or HBO Max, if you know it, you can slide into my DMs and let me know. I'd like somebody to slide in my DMs. That'd be cool. It would. You know what, sure, I want to know? Because I rewatched that limited Netflix series, Black Saturday? I remember Zombie Apocalypse. Me and my wife watch it. And again, that's another one of these ones that are, they're not the greatest, but they do enough and make it suspenseful enough to where you want to keep watching. And one thing I didn't really get, but I like, is how they edited the episodes, or the length. The length, it wasn't like a standard half hour. I mean, dude, the last episode of that series was 20 minutes. I mean, the basic thing is this is a zombie apocalypse, and people are trying to get to some place, and they get into adventures along the way. And like I said, you can tell it's a little bit more low budget, but that's what you have to, when you have creativity, low budget can be a blessing. Because how many movies you see nowadays that, yeah, they might have started out with a good idea, but they got a ton of money, so they're going to utilize a ton of special effects and CGI and not a whole lot of content, storyline content. So that's it, storyline content. And again, that's another one. And I think I mentioned the other one that we watched, Into the Night, which was a dubbed, what was it, French, another very good one on Netflix. If you get a chance, check it out. And with that, I think, you know what, I think we've hit our moment too. Be a Hunter, sarcastically speaking about sports. Late. So early on into the podcast, I asked the question, who won the Fight of the Night bonus for UFC 250? Was it Sugar Sean O'Malley? Or was it Cody Garbrandt, it would be Cody Garbrandt. He won. And he won a hefty. Oh, he won a. So for the win, he won $260,000 and a $50,000 bonus for Fight of the Night. Good for him. Good for you, No Love. Good for you.
Headhunter, son.